Man, do you want to keep a well-groomed appearance? Go to cognacblack.com for all of your personal grooming needs. That's cognacblack.com.
They call him
What's poppin', y'all? This is the first episode transitioning into the episodes. I have new Riders Live podcast merchandise available under option one in my link tree, which is Linktree/Riders, which is Linktree/RODES. Under option one, I have new podcast merchandise. My book can be purchased, White Lines, under option two, as well as my music. I have special guests on the show today. Just know it's a Midwest thing, and we're going to have a lot of fun. King Von is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Cherry Production.
Beat the Muslim when he trying to. Ain't finna beef about no bitch dog, she mine too. Press these niggas about them issues up that iron too. Put all my ops on t-shirts, come through like a dry dude. Took was playing Chris, so he got fat too. Caught it on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back them race, we in the line too. Took was playing Chris, so he got fat too. Chasing us, why they chasing us? We gon' hit them up. Y'all ain't did enough. Now go get them up. The block's hot, but we ain't stopping till we catch a body. Yeah, I got ops. Gon' be the one to start it, ain't gon' stop it. Y'all got demons in my body. Skeletons all in my closet. Had the game bang, ain't had no options till I made it out. One ain't trying to. Ain't finna beef about no bitch dog, she mine too. Press these niggas about them issues up that iron too. Put all my ops on t-shirts, come through like a dry dude. Took was playing Chris, so he got fat too. Caught it on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back them race, we in the line too. Niggas, bitches, I know it, I keep my distance like COVID. I got the world on my shoulders, just wish my family was closer. All the secrets he told him, he gave a statement, he wrote it. I give advice and they quote it, I beat that body, I'm goated. My bag so big, I can't blow it, I run the city, they know it. I keep a Glock, but don't show it, and hat so good, you won't know it. I got some beef up in Nola, nigga, and ain't even know it. I hate you rapping that gangsta shit, but now you gotta show me. I'm too full like I'm Kobe, shoot like Ginobili. Better pay me, you owe me, we get caught, you don't know me. I got rich, now I'm phony, I got old blocks tatted on me. Bitch, I die for my homies, I take a life, you don't know me. Two was playing Chris, so he got bad too. Caught it on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back them race, we in the line too. Two was playing Chris, so he got bad too. Caught it on my brothers, I do mine too. Come through all these snakes, I use a fan too. Back to back them race, we in the line too.
Cherry Production.
Boom! What? Bobby! Do it. Vaughn! Heavy on it! What?
Vaughn!
Top squad.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. What? Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I sit down, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
Hey, look, you know how we drop. I can wait until we find the block. Forever pop, we ain't never getting cool with the ops. I get the money, I do it a lot. Bow, I got it on me, he get shot. We give a fuck about the dough. Woo, ain't know what to do. I know the set when I come in the room. I heard they offer 100 mil.
What?
Tell them boys I need 102. Boom,
ay,
boom. Send me the Addy, I'm coming to you. Send me the Addy, I'm coming to you. I just touched down. Falling like welcome to the rack. I need a gun, where's that? It's GK on my back. And now you talking about attack. Heady, yeah. I'm with the liquor, I don't know how to act.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I sit down, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I sit down, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait. Niggas been whooping a lot like I ain't on the block. Well, this shit, it get ugly. These niggas been talking the thought. Act like I ain't hot. Bitch, I'm giving third degree. I was 13 doing burgers. That nigga Big Brother used to serve for me. I be fucking hoes that was curving. Last nigga pale King Von
needs surgery.
Rest on. I hit a bitch with my mask on. Then rob a crib, I be dead wrong. I own the cell, making calls on the cell phone.
Hello? Yo, yo.
3D.
Yeah.
Icebox shine my BBs. My shit glow like cheap keys. Switch on the Glock, got my bullets on repeat. Niggas act tough, niggas don't wanna see me. When they see me, niggas blind like Stevie.
Black.
Ain't been to school, ain't learned about a pay street. He dropped the pay street and end up like T Streets. Duckin' with time, I do a hit and I'm in and I'm out. Niggas be woofin' for clout. If he stop out the back, the nigga I'm striking them out.
I am what I am.
What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I sit down, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's bad.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I sit down, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV.
That was Mine 2 and I Am What I Am featuring Favio Foreign off of King Von's first official release, Welcome to O Block, which is available on all streaming platforms. Y'all go ahead and get y'all some King Von in y'all life. Welcome to O Block. Welcome to Riders Live. I have a special guest today. Introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm Miss Mini Me, got co-host here on the Quill Out Corner pod. I love doing it. You can find me on Instagram at Miss Mini Meeks. Always search for the Cool Out Corner when you're looking for me.
Okay.
I'm Big L. I'm 2/3 of the group.
And I'm Porks, the biggest one out of them all. No, I'm just playing. I'm the other host of the Cool Out Corner podcast, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. How did y'all come up with the idea for the show?
You want to say it or you want me to say it?
Oh, you got to go ahead.
This is true. So me and L been cool since 09. We went to school together and we became more than friends. We like brothers now. So we would talk shit. Can we cuss first of all? Can we cuss?
Hell yeah.
Hey, how to make sure. So we became friends, started talking shit all the time. And later down the year, I started watching the Joe Budden podcast. And I would send him clips and he'll start watching it. And I'm like, bro, we can actually do something like this. We can do this. We talk shit all day long. We can do this. And it took a while, but I mean, we started back in 2020 in July and we've been moving ever since. Ain't stopped.
Okay, okay. So what can my audience expect from a Cool Out Corner episode?
BET Uncut.
That's
a great example.
Okay, would you like to elaborate on that, Al?
You know, we talk about But I mean, it ain't just freak shit, but we just talk about like everyday regular shit that, you know, regular people go through. Okay. Whether it's sexual education, chicken wings, sports, whatever. We talk about all the real shit that people can relate to.
And we just put this and just put a spin on it and make it funny. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody go through so much serious stuff in their life on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, we want to talk about it too, but we also want to make it funny so you can have a little bit of light in your life. You know what I'm saying? Cheer you up for an hour and a half, or depending on how many episodes you listen to. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we do this.
Yeah, I recommend don't drink nothing while listening to the Cool Out Corner podcast. Don't drink nothing. Don't eat nothing that you could choke on, because you will die laughing or literally probably die listening to them. Especially L.
So, hey, I've been chilling, bro.
So how did the light bulb go off to add Mini Meats? Who idea was that to add to make y'all the three-headed monster, which is a great idea. She been bringing it every episode too, because I've been listening.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna say Meeks. She came on a podcast one episode and literally said that I want to be part of the team. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to see what's going on. And shit, everybody was like, I like her. She's a good balance for the team or whatever. And so I asked her if she wanted to be down. She said, you already knew I wanted to. So she here now.
Yeah.
Part of the crew.
Part of the crew.
That's what's up. So what's something that people don't know about the Cool Out Corner? I want y'all to answer from y'all perspective.
We ain't got nothing to hide. So, we ain't got nothing to hide. So,
everybody knows anything about me.
They don't know.
I'm a warehouse fat nigga. Ain't got no kids.
Hey, hell, you a hot commodity, nigga. You a hot commodity.
Not too loud though, because I got somebody. Not too loud though.
Not too loud.
No, honestly, I mean, I don't know. We kind of like an open book. You know what I'm saying? We talk real shit, and we just know whatever we say out of our mouth is real. You know what I'm saying? It's no edits. We talk real and raw all day long. So whatever you get is what you get.
Yeah, I don't think
that's what I like about y'all's show.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was on the Lemon Pepper episode, I was like, damn, this shit off the chain. And Buddy,
that episode was off the chain.
Shout out to Buddy who was on the episode. He was going in. He was going in and out, literally, but he was going in. I was for like, real, damn, was, this though. Shit's funny. It's funny.
He was, right. For real.
So we're going to play this little game. It's called Smash, Pass, or Dash for the fellas. For you, Eminem, fuck, marry, kill. All right? We're going to start with the ladies first. Y'all both going to get two choices, right? Two rounds, but different choices, all right? So first, Eminem, Mini Meeks. All right.
Okay.
Your choices are Michael B. Jordan, Idris Elba, and David Beckham for the first round. Who you fucking, who you gonna marry, and who you gonna kill?
I'll probably have sex with Michael B. Jordan. I'll probably marry Idris, and the other dude just be my side piece.
Okay. That's what's up. IL, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, and Gina Coop.
Who Gina Coop?
Yeah, who's that?
She the chick that sing Pressure and be like on Kanye okay. stuff all the time.
Big Sean girl.
Right.
Janae.
Oh, yeah, I'm marrying Gina Coop.
So who you gonna smash, who you gonna pass, and who you gonna dash?
Damn, we smash one.
You can only smash one, you can only cut out on one, and then you just gonna, man, pass one.
I don't know. I might I might smash Erykah Badu. She gonna have me wearing soccer pants and shit. She got that spell on niggas. I didn't see
Anna. You know, that t-shirt and your hairbrush.
That nigga had a football jersey and chicken pants on.
I know, right?
I'm a smash Erykah though. I'm gonna pass the third chick and then
you gonna pass Jill?
Oh, Jill Scott. Yeah, I don't feel like taking a long walk. I'm gonna pass her.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? You ain't seen that microphone video she did with the mic?
Nigga, Erykah Badu got a fat ass now. I don't care what, bro.
She gonna put a spell on your ass too.
She gonna drop the bomb right on my forehead.
Don't get rude.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll take Erykah Badu though. I'm smash. I'm gonna pass Jill Scott. I'm gonna dash the third.
Okay. Damn. All right, Port.
I'm scared.
You got Meg Thee Stallion, Lizzo, and Lonnie Love. Off the rim.
Damn. That nigga gonna smash Lizzo off
rim. Pass it out.
If you don't smash Lizzo, you a sexist.
Lizzo kind of sexy.
That's what the culture gonna tell you.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
I'ma smash. Damn, man, she on some bullshit right now. But I'ma smash Meg. I'ma keep Lizzo to the side, and Lonnie Love, she can go. I don't even pay attention to her ass anyway. So
I heard that shit.
And she got to go. Yeah. Let me see what she look like. Anyway, hold on.
You don't know what she look like.
I'm cool. Yeah, she can go ahead and go. I'm straight. I'm cool with
on the real.
Yeah, I'm straight. I'm cool.
I many meets.
Voting right. Cool.
All right, The Rock, Pete Davidson, and John Legend.
Pete, that's a random ass.
Wait a minute. Who's Pete Davidson? He played football or something?
Saturday Night Live.
White Pete boy. Davidson do that Kanye West and beef on it. He with
yeah,
Kim
that's
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay, okay. I got you. Okay, I know where you at now. Yeah, we can tell. Yeah, we push him to the side. Who's
the other one? The Rock and John Legend.
Oh, The Rock gonna be mine all day. John Legend might be a little too soft for me.
I know, right?
But he can sing your panties off though.
He's soaking The Rock. Oh. It ain't even gotta be in tune. You hear me?
Yeah.
He look like he was Lamborghini door. Nah.
He can pick me up with one arm. I need that.
All right, Port. For your second round, you got Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and SZA.
Oh man, well, I love Nicki, so Nicki top anyway. I'm gonna say Nicki, Cardi, and SZA.
Who you passing? Who you smashing? Who you
passing? I'll pass SZA, but Nicki, that's top priority right there.
Okay.
And Cardi B, she comes second.
Okay. I am Megan Good, Nia Long, and Sanaa Lathan.
Ooh, that's tough. That's hard.
I know one thing right now. You better go with Nia.
You better go with Nia. Nia is Long is the king of MILF.
Yeah, I would go with Nia.
I'm definitely smashing Nia Long. I got to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be a fool,
Sanaa Lathan. I'm a passer, unfortunately. She's gonna be my runner up, and then damn, Megan Good. I'm sorry. She smokes cigarettes anyway. I'm dashing.
Okay. Yeah,
she smokes cigs, nigga.
I know, right?
Turn on.
I didn't know that.
In the name of the Lord, too. No, I'm cool.
You silly. I'm done with you.
All right. Okay. This is a general question. It's gonna start with you, Mini Meeks, L, and Dan Port. All right. So, what do y'all look for when you're dating somebody? And do social media play an influence on your decision making?
Most definitely. I think I don't like to see like when guys are trying, I don't like to see like guys with their shirts off and stuff flaunting that for everybody in the world to see. That's a turn off and I'll turn you away real quick. I don't like it. It's just, I don't know, it's tacky to me. But when I do find somebody, you know, as long as he got my top fives, I can get around anything else. And that's just having a car, a job, got kids, take care of them, believe in the Lord. And I can't remember what my fifth one is right now, but yeah, I'll think of it in a minute.
Keep it simple.
The man above. Yes. Is that what it was?
What about you, L?
I don't want nobody too serious. You know, we can laugh at all the bullshit. You know.
Yeah, humor play a part in relationships.
That's an important part. Very important. I don't want nobody too serious. Right. Head is important.
The head is important.
Yeah, she don't suck dick. We ain't gonna talk about.
Got it.
That is horrible. Yeah.
No, it's part of.
At least he's being honest.
Sex is a part of the relationship. I want my dick
it
sucked.
It is.
Yeah. She wants
to work. What you getting all the coochie you want?
That's fine, but I want my cake too. She gonna want her pussy ate. I'll lick it if it's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with having your cake and eating it too. What about you?
Okay.
I mean, mine is pretty much like what L's is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But the sense of humor, you got to have that. You got to have that. You can't come in this relationship thinking everything about to be serious, because that's gonna be boring. I'm gonna get turned off and we ain't gonna have nothing else to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A loving person, you know what I mean? A loving person.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
People don't understand humor is a big part and a big key to the longevity, you know what I'm saying? In relationships. All right, this is a simple question for everybody. Head or box?
Head or what?
Do you prefer getting head or dick?
Or sex?
Or giving it?
Yeah.
Man, like that's hard.
Do you prefer head or, you know, getting knocked down?
Oh. I wasn't that cat said, meow, meow, meow.
Don't look at that. Yeah, because it depends what kind of mood she in, because she might be ready to go. She might be like, man, fuck that, just come on. So it done happened before. Like, for real. And not every man know what they doing in that department either. So they think they do. And men get really upset when you try to tell them, like, hey man, that's attached to my shit.
Do you have the patience to teach, or are you just like, man, fuck it?
Hell yeah, if he willing to listen, I'll teach him all day. But if he, you know, one of them ego ones and don't want to listen,
don't breathe.
I feel you.
No, not just like y'all men say no teeth, we say no teeth. Teeth are not cool.
Who biting pussy?
They are.
Hey, some people want their clit nibbled.
No, I'm not trying to hear none of that.
You got cavities. Don't be biting pussy out there, bro.
Right.
No,
that hurts.
Gingivitis. Yeah, that's weird. Mm.
Yeah. And it hurts.
So you would prefer head over sex?
I mean, I ain't really like one of them people that be like, I gotta have it every time. You know what I'm saying? It's nice when I get it. You know, especially when they know what they doing. But you know, it's not.
Little hamburger helper.
Sometimes I'm ready to just dive in.
Not a hamburger helper.
A little 5-minute meal.
Not a hamburger helper.
I lived off that.
I don't want to be sitting there for two, three hours. That'd be too much for me.
Nah, that's trash.
Yeah.
Once again, you giving head for 2-3 hours. It's crazy. You pack up and leave.
I'm talking about even having sex for 2-3 hours. That's a lot.
She locked y'all champion. You suck dick for 2-3 hours. You do coke.
There's no more.
You ain't doing that off of straight willpower. You got a drug. You got a substance in your body.
Percocet.
Something. Molly. Yeah, all that. But I like head though. I ain't gonna lie. I love it, bro. I take them. Yeah, I take them. Because I don't like using condoms, and I don't really be fucking like that. Because I don't like, you know, I got to really
this nigga don't want to practice. No safe sex nowhere. That's the problem.
I don't like condoms. So, you know, that's I want my geek cap.
You ain't got no kids. You're doing something right.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know what I want, because it's like sex. It's like, oh, man. It's sometimes, a lot you gotta do. You gotta. It's a lot you gotta clean
up. What you gotta do? Gotta clean up. I mean, you gotta clean offhand anyway. Look at the man.
You do.
I fucked it up, or I fucked it up.
Exactly, but it's oh man. But head is a hot pocket, real quick. It's ding and go.
Two pepperoni hot pockets.
So are y'all saying that every time y'all want to have sex, y'all have y'all want head first? Is that what y'all saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
Yes. But now, if we out in the car or something, get a little quickie or something, you know, just get it up right quick and then, you know, hop on me. That's all. It ain't got to be all the time, but most times I do want head, bro.
Not saying I got to have head first. You know, that ain't, it ain't. You can start it off with some, you know, jack me off a little bit, but it ain't got to be head right off the bat.
I love what you say. I don't really suck dick. Yes, you do. Stop it. I'm the eighth nigga you suck. Stop it. You know how to suck dick. Stop it.
My nigga said the ace.
Disclaimer before she let that motherfucking genie out the lamp on your ass. Know.
So she don't
really be doing this, but here I come. Hold on, all nigga. Right. Here I come.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Oh, cool. You say.
Here go the next question. Like,
oh shit.
If you fuck somebody on the first date, is it a deal breaker or would you go out with them again?
Okay, first of all, who going?
Go ahead, me.
Go ahead.
If I have sex with somebody on the first date, I'm hoping that they will be linking up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that it ain't somebody that I just randomly go out. Shut up, L. Go out there and randomly have sex with. I'm pretty, you know, but it ain't gonna be too many one night stands for me. I don't really get down like that, you know.
But many,
I don't know what I would do, honestly.
When you hit them up, you like, hey nigga, we did that shit because I let it happen, motherfucker. You ain't lucky.
Well, I mean that too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. If he was to call me and say some most slimy ass shit, then hell yeah, I'm gonna flip the script and cuss his ass out. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't have to do what I did, nigga. I did it as you a favor, nigga, for real. Right. So it's like
she gave that nigga a favor.
Right.
Nigga, I did you a favor.
I feel you and respect your position. Yeah. Hell yeah. What about you?
I'm a man of God, bro. I don't really believe in that.
Look, she didn't give him no head.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't really do the first, like, I look at you different. You throwing the pussy in me the first date. I don't want that smooth. Like, you gotta, like, damn, give me something to inspire, look forward to. On the first date.
Okay, hold on.
Even if you've been talking to him and everything, we gotta, you know, you grown.
We've been talking for a couple weeks. I'm like, damn. Let me give him something to inspire with, though.
Okay, so if instead of coochie, she gave you head and still on the first night, is that different? Or it gonna be the same? Because I got head on the first night when I hung out with my ex a long ass time ago, and we was cool for like a whole year. I didn't think different ever.
I did too. But I told you that, like, I lose interest fast, though, when you give it up so fast. Like, I don't really, because you already gave me. You know, she fed me the ice cream first before we got to the food. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me build up to it. You know, I don't really want that on the first date. Second, third day, we get involved and start touching, you know, and then we go from there, and then it's up. But
wait a minute. So you're trying to say that if the girl did it, your brain just automatically triggers to think that she does this all the time?
Yeah, because it's too fast. It's too fast.
That ain't always true.
I get turned off. I'm like, damn, get it up fast, though.
But like Roddy said, if you've been talking to her for a little bit, and it's y'all first,
bro, I've known this bitch for 3 weeks, bro.
But you done got past the first color. You know her favorite.
I don't
color.
Know that yet. She telling 3 weeks. She telling about how she got to pick up her kids from school. I don't want to hear that shit. Like, bro, man, look.
But at least you know the kids' names. At least you know their names. I mean,
you don't know the baby's name.
She told me them. I ain't remember. It's the third week. I'm not programmed to know the kids. I'm still trying to decide if I really want to fuck with her because she got all these kids.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going through that right now. True story. Cuz no. But I fuck with her though, so I ain't gonna give it to her. But yeah, the first date, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've done it, but one thing you're not gonna do, you're not coming to my house.
Oh no.
Yes. That
first date. Crazy, yeah. Coming out the man. Pandora's box on your ass. But answer pork, I'm sorry. I ain't give you a chance to answer.
Oh no, you cool. I said I don't matter to me. I mean, it does matter, but I won't think different of her if I got some the first night. I mean, the vibe could be cool, but like I said, I got hair out the first night when I hung out with my ex, so
niggas just want cool. Nut.
You do too, nigga, stop it.
I'm gonna get it, but damn. Hey, but don't want to give it to me too early, because when I get it, I'm cool. I don't really want to be bothered.
But I mean, look, if everything is going cool, all the vibe is right.
You gonna tell me?
And we're going to test your theory. When we go on vacation, we're going to test your theory.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hold on. Do you know where we going?
Yeah.
I'm a man of God when I get there, bro. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I'm going to be like,
it's a lot of bitches out there.
It's a lot
I'm going to pull a bit.
She talking to me. Yeah, I like big boys. Are you doing this? It's crazy.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna pull one of these on you.
Yeah. Oh my God. This bitch got a whole sledgehammer in her throat. Adam. Wait, can I say that? My bad, bro. Hey, my bad.
No, you can say whatever. You can say whatever.
Yeah, I don't want no chick from Atlanta. I don't want no chick from Atlanta. I'll go to the strip club. That's how I know I can see they pussies, but I'm cool.
Man, I went to Atlanta. I was in a grocery store and this chick approached me. She was like, "What that do?" I was like, "What? You know, I'm not from there." She was like, "I know you're not from here." She said, "What that do?" I was like, "Damn." You know, but I was.
That sounds scary.
I was in the store with my wife. Yeah, you know, even if I was single, goddammit, I would have been like, what the fuck? You know, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, damn.
You need to go before, goddamn it, my wife come back, shit. my wife, she ain't no time bomb like that. She cool. She'll sit there and be like, okay, let's go, you know.
Yeah.
What the fuck was she talking about? You know, she won't make no scene or nothing like that.
She was asking what church I go to, baby. I told her we ain't from around here. We go to First Baptist. Evangelistic.
Of hope. Pentecostal.
Yeah, of hope.
Non-diversional.
Yeah, I was hoping.
All right. The last question. What are some red flags or sirens that you can't ignore when you're fucking with somebody?
That you can't ignore?
Right. Ooh. You know, like, you know, like just say-
That's tough.
Well, I'm gonna kick it off. I didn't went over a chick crib, you know, I done seen her, she was fine, banging, busting, all that shit. I get to the crib, roaches everywhere. Look like Joe's apartment. Oh, I've been out there.
Holding.
That's my siren right there. I ain't want to fuck. I ain't want no head. I don't want no water. I don't want nothing.
Damn, a cup of water. Damn.
Yeah, I ain't trying to. We too grown for. I'm done with roaches. Bro. I ain't seen a roach since 2010. I ain't trying to see no more roaches. Bro.
Yeah, nah, I can't do no bugs.
And them motherfuckers pack up and go with you. I'm cool.
Yeah, that's why I always get new furniture. I don't want to. I leave old nut stains, all that behind. I ain't fucking around.
This nigga said old nut stains.
Put some club soda on the couch. Club soda on the couch.
He said club soda. Oh shit.
That's alpaca though. You gotta block that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about. I don't know.
Baby daddy issues definitely is a ton. I can't fuck with baby daddy. I be getting threatened.
Yeah, baby mama issues.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't deal with the baby daddy shit.
You know, for me, and I get ridiculed on this one a lot because they say it's judgmental. And it's not that I'm being judgmental on it. But for like, it's because I've been there and done it before, and it's a life I don't want to relive. So, you know, men out there that sell dope. I don't want to date a man that sells drugs. And they be like, you judge me. I say, no, I'm not judging you. It's a dangerous lifestyle that I don't want to live.
I don't even know how that's even being judged.
I fear for my safety. That's your preference.
At least that's my reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's my preference. I don't want to be dating somebody that's on their way to jail. There's no
real shit.
You know, I'm not going to sit around and write letters. I'm not going to sit to collect calls. I ain't sending you no commissary.
And so I'm not waiting for your ass either.
You feel me? Like, no.
All right, bet.
So let's not even get started.
Let's do this. All right, so you with a nigga, he get locked up. But he sell dope, he get locked up. How long you staying around?
I'm not staying around.
So as soon as he get locked up, you broke up with him. That's it.
I'm out.
So okay, look,
I'm out.
It's a risk. It's a risk.
He got two. He tell you, baby, get that. Go to my closet. Get that $10,000 out to bail me out. But you see, it's an extra $10,000 in there too.
Okay. Am I gonna take the $10,000?
What you doing?
I'm gonna bail his ass up and give him $5,000.
Give him $5,000. Shit, that nigga ain't getting shit. Nigga, you lucky.
God, nigga, I'm 20 grand up, man.
I'm looking for me like that.
I'm 20 grand up. Huh? What you talking about, auntie?
I'm gonna find me a bond and be like, say the bond was this.
Hell nah.
I'll give him half of it. Because he probably got me in trouble too. So yeah, I'll give him half.
He got you in trouble. Them Ziploc bags you done touch?
No, I need a lawyer. I'm taking five of this.
Right. What about you, L?
Should have fucked me up. I ain't really been in no bad situation where a chick house me. They always keep the house clean and shit. Of course, roaches is a turn off for sure. Liquor bottles and shit, I don't want to deal with no alcoholics.
I feel you.
Yeah, you know, some chicks be keeping all them empty ass bottles of Hennessy. I'm like, I know your pH balance is off.
I used to do that a long time ago.
Man, chicks be keeping all the dark liquor.
They still do that?
I never understood the reason why people do that. Like,
they still do that.
We know.
I didn't keep the same bottles.
2 liter $10 bottles.
I'm living my life and having a good time doing it.
I know them panties hard. I'm cool. I don't like that.
You said I know them panties hard. You silly.
I don't want no chick that drink like that all the time. Like, you ain't in your right mind all the time.
For real. Yeah, no alcoholics over here.
Eyes yellow and shit. I know that pussy trash.
Kidneys is trash.
Yeah,
got jaundice.
Yeah, I'm cool. She pissing out carrot juice color.
Hey, that's AZO.
Her piss coming out in chunks. I'm straight.
Ew, no, I ain't got that problem.
I'm about to call the medics. I ain't even shit.
Yeah.
It's hard to eat pussy nowadays, but these young chicks don't like keep they cuckoo clean. I gotta really fuck with you if you want to ride my face.
That's a dangerous game to play.
The same way with me.
It's a dangerous game. And the chick ain't rode my face in some years. So that tells you.
I don't see
but
how
they
rode
your fingers though.
I don't see how women cannot get a visual of what they finna put in their mouth before they look at it. Like some women would be like, I didn't really see it. I gotta examine your ass. Like, wait a minute,
this slender dickhead. That nigga,
I'm not. No, I mean, I'm looking for anything that, you know what I'm saying, suspect.
She didn't even pull a turtleneck back or nothing. She put the whole skin in her mouth. That's
ew. Who did pull that?
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing shit out there.
We're gonna let the turtle head come out. What are you talking about?
You got a
that's how you really see.
Oh, you messing with a turtle? You messing with a turtleneck?
Miss Turtle. I've seen a turtleneck before. I told you it's astonishing.
But that did you mess like with it though?
National Geographic.
But did you do something with it though? That's the real question.
Yeah,
you seen
it. We did it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You don't discriminate. Much love to the turtleneck brothers.
My nigga say you don't discriminate.
Okay. Everything cool till it starts smelling like pennies in this motherfucker.
No.
No, it smells good. He's real clean though. You know, he gotta be.
That's a lot of work. That's like turtleneck is on the same weight as a fat nigga. We gotta.
But I mean, he ain't got to be clean like that. But I'm saying he was one of them people that was clean, like his house, his clothes, that, you know, the whole, his whole, everything was a clean dude. So,
okay.
Yeah,
that's good. Hey, so plug y'all social media and tell people where they can reach y'all.
I'll let you go first, Meeks.
You can find me on Instagram at Miss Minnie Meeks. Always look for us once again at the Cool Out Corner. A podcast, check us out every Sunday, 3 p.m. It is what it is. Look for Minnie Meeks.
Go L.
Instagram, Cool Out Corner, Big L. OnlyFans is coming soon. I realize a lot of chicks pay off for jack off videos. I'm about to start doing that now. Got a little side hustle. So any ladies want their own masturbation videos? Hit up Big L. I got you. Every video, 15 a piece.
What's your name gonna be? What's your name gonna be?
Oh, OnlyFans?
for OnlyFans. Yeah.
Oh, L so big.
I know it. It's gonna be the two letters together. Somewhere, there's two words.
I can't get my pocket. That's my work name. I can't put my work name.
I'm so big. I'm rolling.
I can't put my work name on there, nigga. I gotta switch it around. But yeah, Instagram, Cool Out Corner, Big L. Make sure y'all subscribe to our podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Every Sunday, 3 p.m. Central Time.
That's what's up. Yeah. What about Shootport?
You can follow me at the Cool Out Corner Pod, Instagram, Twitter, GooseBoys2, Facebook. We don't really be on there, but if you still want to follow it, it's the Cool Out Corner Pod on there. Like they said, we drop every Sunday. We're trying to do better. People been killing us about getting on IG Live. We trying to do better, y'all. I promise you. So we're going to start doing that more.
Y'all be so dope on there. You know?
I know, but it takes forever for us to get on there, man. You know, we do what we can. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's where you can find us at, those Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Cool Out Corner Pod, man. Come and check us out.
Hey, appreciate y'all coming through. Riders Live, Cool Out Corner. That's what's up.
Hey, we thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, bro.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
I appreciate y'all for coming through. Yeah.